Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 18th. Tesla is acquiring $5 million worth of land outside of Austin, Texas, to build its new factory, as it is about to secure over $60 million in incentives for the project. In an application with the Texas Controller's Office, Tesla writes, quote, Tesla is evaluating the possible development, design, and construction of an electric vehicle manufacturing plant in Travis County with the Austin Green property. The site is approximately 2,100 acres and located at the intersections of SH 130 and Harold Green Road. Electrek has learned that they have already started the process of relocation, and Tesla's construction team is already getting ready to build at this location, which is near the Austin airport. The construction of the new Tesla factory is set to commence in the third quarter of 2020, pending all approval. Tesla has started pushing a new software update with a bunch of interesting and highly requested features. As of now, it seems to be limited to early access owners in North America, but sparse markets are reporting the same update. In the update, Tesla is providing access to more autopilot cameras to assist in backing up the car, as well as improvements to dashcam viewer feature, and disabling the auto lock feature, and battery conditioning for third-party charges. Tesla is also finally using the cabin-facing camera. The update reads, quote, help Tesla continue to develop safer vehicles by sharing camera data from your vehicle. The update will allow you to enable the built-in camera above the rearview mirror. If enabled, Tesla will automatically capture images and short video clip just prior to a collision or safety event to help engineers develop safety features and enhancements in the future. Tesla has built a pretty cool solar power and energy storage off-grid system that fits inside of a shipping container. This project, which could be a one-off, is made to power the SailGP boat racing series. Ahead of the start of its second season, SailGP announced plans to be carbon neutral by the year 2025, starting with this project with Tesla. Quote, with an increased sense of urgency in Season 2, SailGP will build on the foundations from Year 1, including via a technology project with Tesla. Ford will use its all-electric Mach-E SUV as the first vehicle with Ford Co-Pilot 360 2.0. The main benefit of the new package is hands-free driving. However, it will be limited. Ford explained, quote, hands-free mode allows drivers on certain sections of pre-mapped divided highways to drive with their hands off the steering wheel, if they continue to pay attention to the road ahead, granting them an additional level of comfort during long drives. Now, it would seem that Ford is taking a more conservative approach to self-driving cars compared to Tesla's rather cavalier history. Lucid Motors announced that it is going to unveil the production version of its Air electric car with pricing and specs on September 9th. Here's what we know so far. Earlier this year, we interviewed Peter Rawlinson, the CEO of Lucid Motors, and he revealed new details about the production version. He said that the Lucid Air is going to be equipped with a more than 900-volt system and will have up to 400 miles of real-world range and even more. The first version of the car, which might be called the Dream Edition, is expected to cost over $100,000 and have up to 1,000 horsepower. The CEO expects the Air to create a new standard for efficiency with 4 to 5 miles of range per kilowatt hour for a full-sized luxury sedan. Ride-hailing service Lyft has announced in a blog post that it will transition every vehicle on its platform to 100% electric by the year 2030. This applies to all cars that use any Lyft platform, including express drive rental cars, autonomous vehicles, and personal cars. This comes at a cost, though. Lyft has also announced that it ends its carbon neutral ride program, which will result in a significant increase in emissions over the next decade before reaching their goal. Over time, this will have a net benefit, since a study has shown that ride-hailing trips result in 69% more climate pollution than the rides that they would replace. The same study showed that electrifying ride-hailing services would reduce emissions by more than half, even after accounting for the prior increase. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, a Nordic fashion agency has built one of Europe's largest office and warehouse facilities entirely in wood. The 1,750-square-meter facility is located in Gothenburg, Sweden, and was made by Jocklint Agenturer. The contractors, Exley and the client, agreed to use Kebony, an environmentally certified printed pine, as an exterior facade for the entire building. The International Energy Agency, in collaboration with the International Monetary Fund, today released the Sustainable Recovery Plan. The report, quote, outlines energy-focused policies and investments to move the world toward a cleaner and more resilient future. The plan lays out a series of actions that governments can take over the next 3 years to help economies recover and boost employment in a sustainable manner. It includes a plan for driving a 5% reduction in air pollution emissions, bringing access to clean cooking solutions around 420 million people in low-income countries, and enabling nearly 270 million people to gain access to electricity. According to Goldman Sachs, green energy spending will surpass oil and gas in 2021 for the first time. Further, spending on renewables will account for 25% of all energy investments next year. For perspective, renewables make up about 14% of energy in the year 2014. Looking ahead, the banking giant sees total investments in green energy rising to about $16 trillion over the next 10 years. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a team of engineers is currently building an electric monowheel motorcycle to set a Guinness World Record. The electric monowheel, known as the EV360, is essentially a large diameter hubless wheel with a driver seated inside the middle to operate the controls. The vehicle is powered by a motor rated for 11 kilowatts continuous and is designed to propel the wheel at speeds over 70 miles an hour. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.